Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
We are to be joined in the third seat by a very talented human being. I got to say, I don't know this person doesn't do, but I'll tell you what they are doing right now. They got a single coming out August 8th. OK,
damn.
Because music runs through their blood. Also, they got a film that's crushing the festival circuit right now. And we might get into that a little bit later. And also a podcast called Trust Me, talking about cults and extreme beliefs, which kind of intersects with today's topic, given all the Trump stuff going on. So please welcome to the microphone, Lola Block.
Hey,
Lola.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
We got a real singer. Go ahead and drop. Go ahead and drop some, Lola. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's your favorite? What's your favorite karaoke track?
I never do karaoke because I feel too awkward because people are like, she's a real singer and the expectations are too high. And I also don't drink, so I can't like while out. You know what I mean?
I don't usually do it.
But when I'm by myself, it's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm all out of faith. Yeah.
So good, right?
This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like when people don't respect that part, you know what I mean? I get a little upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like, though, that you were like, you're a kind God, too, where you're like, let me not just ether the whole party right now with my pipes. I will just sit back and say, no, that was great. That was great. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not singing today. Don't worry about
me. No, I'm not even that kind of singer. You know, like I can't belt like other people can belt. I feel like my musical theater friends, they're better at karaoke than me. I'm like, I'm good at singing my songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me give you a track. Next time you go to karaoke, you don't have to sing. Just do Stand by Eminem or some shit.
Oh, that's
and
a good
then,
one.
You know, and then you can also, but you can sing the little part, you know.
So
you
just can get the Dido, just Dido, yeah.
Just the Dido, but then you do the rap, man. You got to do the fourth verse,
All right, I'm on it.
Who are your who are your favorite kind of like? Because if you're not a powerhouse singers, who are your sort of like softer voice vocalists that you kind of put in your pantheon of great singers?
Well, I feel like great singers, it just depends on what kind of singing you're talking about. But I love Fiona Apple.
Oh, yeah.
I love like an angsty, throaty, like kind of fucked up sounding voice. Mm-hmm. You can say fucked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Only when we talk about
I started the podcast with "What up, niggas?" You can say
fuck. Yeah. That would be wild. I was like, hold on, no, we're not doing that. Hold on,
come on, this is PG-13 over here.
Yeah, Fiona Apple. Yeah, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Great one.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters. You know, it's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who else?
I mean, I love like classic jazz singers. So I love like Ella Fitzgerald and
Classing up the joint.
But that. Also, you know, I'm getting really into this new Norwegian singer, but, you know, that will come later when you ask me about the media I've been enjoying.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
Was it reminiscent? Like, I'm trying to think. Well, who's the last big Scandinavian singer I remember? It was like Leaky Lee back like 14
years ago. Oh, I love Leaky
Lee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's crazy how old that album is now. It makes me feel very old.
Leaky Lee. Yeah. Wow. And I remember being like, I was like, I love her voice. It's like effortless,
yeah.
But it's just whispery. Anyway, yeah. We're going to get into that and plenty more. But first, we'd like to ask our guest, which is Lola Blanc, what is something from your search history that's revealing about, you know, reveals something about who you are, what you're interested in?
So I was looking at my most recent search results, and this morning the last one was observed particle theory.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's actually something I don't know that much about yet, mm-hmm. So that's why I was Googling it. But it's that thing in quantum physics where the particle's behavior changed upon observation.
Yes.
So a lot of people reference that as like, we don't know. There's so much that we don't know yet. There's so much that, like, maybe science has no idea. Like, there isn't evidence for it yet, but there will be eventually. Anyway, I just was very curious about that little rabbit hole. That's what's going down. Mm.
Okay, so what kind of shit are you into, Lola? You're like, hold on, man, because, you know, I like the idea that just the mere observation affects these particles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, this is the most educational, smartest, like, search that I've heard. Everybody else be up here like, oh, man, I was up here searching about, you know, how quick your toenails grow. You up here like, let's talk about quantum physics.
But, wait, hold on. That isn't
But hard. I don't know about it yet. I don't know about it yet. Is
any of this due to any of the hearings about UAPs and non-human intelligence? Does that intersect at all with any of this? Or how we're you're into this kind of shit? You're into quantum physics, quantum mechanics? What do you make of all of the UAP shit going on?
I mean, like, I'm a science bay, so, like, mm-hmm. I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. Like, I feel like one guy saying stuff is not really enough evidence, but I'm really excited to see what more comes of it because...
Yeah, open.
I'm on that alien shit, you know? Like, I'm really excited about the UAPs thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm someone who's, like, trying to figure it all out all the time and figure out like what we have evidence for, what we don't have evidence for. And I'm just trying not to buy into like the first thing that people tell me. So I'm just Googling what we have evidence for.
Does that have to do with just sort of your upbringing and life of being just a little like not taking people at their word when they say things are one way?
I think absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get into that too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is going to be therapy, Lola.
I can't wait. So you
know. But yes, shout out all my alien fans who are going to go to the First Interstate Bank, formerly First Interstate Bank building in Los Angeles to welcome the aliens. You know what I mean? And they put that blue light on us and then vaporize us.
I'm excited.
Yeah. 100%. What's something you think is overrated?
I was thinking a lot about like aunties,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if aunties are overrated as much as the way that we talk about aunties is overrated.
Give us your definition of aunties.
Yes.
Right. So like the auntie, my art show revolves around like this idea. It was actually inspired by a hate crime incident that happened in 2016 where two Muslim women were kicked off of a plane for staring too hard. And the flight attendants were like, we didn't like how they were looking at us, so we kicked them off of the plane. And that's what inspired my series on aunties with deadly stares. And I don't know. I think that part, like aunties are just out there to get you, is kind of like, like me making the art was like retaking the power that auntie has. Like, yeah, of course the aunties are going to stare at you like that. That's what they do. This is like an auntie's stare is a terrorist act, which you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Like, that's how we aunties are.
And now, and you are, and just for those who are not familiar with the auntie term, it's not like your mom or dad's like sister. That's not the auntie you're talking
about.
That
is not the auntie.
The older generation of women who,
yes,
we colloquially call aunties.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm dating an Indian lady right now, and she and like I've been schooled on all her aunties and all. it's a beautiful thing.
Auntie culture.
This one white lady came up to me at the art show and she's like, oh, so this happened to your aunt? I was like, no, talking about the universal auntie.
Come on now. Yeah. I think that's a problem people have. Like in Black culture, aunties, that's not, doesn't have to be a thing to be a literal aunt. Sometimes it's like your mom's best friend and that's just like your auntie or whatever.
Your auntie.
Yeah.
Or even uncle or cousins. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
or your cousin.
Family.
Someone's a cousin.
So many people are my cousins that are not my cousin.
Yeah.
That's just is what it is. And I think in America, sometimes it's viewed a little bit more rigid, but that they're like, when they hear it, they're like, so this is a sibling of one of your parents.
Bro, I last year I went to my cousin's, like the whole family descended.
Okay, your actual
Vegas.
Cousin?
My actual cousin.
Okay, just clarify.
And the whole family, but my actual cousins, the whole family descended onto Vegas for my cousin graduating from med school. And we were like out and like my younger cousin, who's now in like her early 20s or whatever. So I was there when she was born. Literally, I was there when she was born. And we were like out, like having a drink, having a smoke. And she like turned to me and she was like, Jackie's, are you our real cousin? Or like, how are you related? And I'm like, girl, our parents are first cousins. Yes, we are as real cousins as you can. But like, it's so like ingrained that like you can, because we're family, but it's so ingrained that like you can be related by blood or not, but you're still cousins, uncles, aunties. Like, it's a beautiful
thing. It's the same level of closeness that you don't really examine half the time, especially when you like you come up with these people all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is what it is.
What is what's something you think is underrated?
You know, I've been thinking a lot recently about David Graeber, who died during the pandemic and is one of my favorite writers and thinkers. And I think he's really underrated. A lot of people in mainstream U.S. society don't know about David Graeber, who was a professor at Yale, and he was sort of forced out of Yale for being too progressive and ended up teaching in the U.K., in London, for the rest of his career. And you know, if I had to recommend one thing, the super fun, short, amazing book called Utopia of Rules, which you can even read for free online. It's an incredible introduction into so many things about our society. There's has everything in it from a critique of the Batman movies, superheroes generally, to a critique of bureaucracy and capitalism, and really great thoughts and ideas about how we live our lives. It's just an incredible and a brilliant book. He was one of the leading anthropologists in the world, but he used those anthropology skills to really turn his eye toward analyzing some of the ways in which our society is actually incredibly violent. And he was also really interested in the concept of play. And he was a big proponent in that people should be working less and playing a lot more. And so he has other great essays, for example, on why it is that the police hate puppets. He has really great work on why it is that animals really love to play and why modern society is crushing the spirit of play and people. And so I think it's a really beautiful, funny, uplifting, but also very intelligent set of writing. So David Graeber is someone I recommend as underrated.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. I talk about him a lot on the show. The dawn of everything is so
and
great.
Bullshit
so
jobs, too.
Bullshit jobs we talk about a lot on the show. But yeah, the way the dawn of everything uses anthropology to like dig into like that, there was that myth that like, well, even though like there are problems with modern society, Pinker's whole narrative that like when you look before colonialism, things were a lot worse and like everybody was way more violent, and he just like demolishes that. And it's like, actually like we're way worse than those, and then like takes you through some of the ways that civilizations that you don't learn about in generally in American educational systems organize themselves, and like really interested in some like indigenous communities and valued these things that have been completely written out of our society. And again, like really makes you see some of the assumptions that I think a lot of us take for granted on a day-to-day basis about the world we live in, again, with fresh eyes. It makes them kind of stick out to you as being as weird as they should seem to right. you. Why do police hate puppets? I've never read it, so I'm going to immediately act on this underrated and read Utopia of Rules. I've read, you know, Bullshit Jobs and History of Debt and The Dawn of Everything, but I never read Utopia of Rules.
Of those books, I think Utopia Rules is my favorite. I think it's his best, most concise work. Wow. So I think you're in for a treat. And the other essay you can read for free online is called On the Phenomenology of Giant Puppets. And it's It's a sort of a, it has a lot of pictures in it. It's about sort of the protest culture of the early 2000s and why police always target puppets when they go to protests and why they always try to destroy puppets and why police officers are so infuriated by puppets. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's also a great essay.
Wow. Amazing. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go read that and we'll come back in like 3 hours. To
with our puppets.
Continue talking about puppets. Now we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to dig in to some of your work and specifically the book Usual Cruelty. So we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And we're back. I guess, look, all jokes aside, we should talk about Donald Trump getting indicted for a third motherfucking time. The hat trick of indictments. He's done it. While I think this is all relates to the, you know, overturning of the election in 2020, January 6th, all that wild, fun stuff. And I think, again, for most people, we saw that play out in real time. Like, we saw him continually begin to, you know, ramp up the rhetoric around a stolen election. We saw evidence of him, you know, leaning on people in a fake elector scheme, telling Mike Pence to fucking, you know, delay the certification of the election. We all saw it. But now we're at the point where it's been articulated in an indictment. And yeah, it's interesting to watch basically Fox News and all the right wing news outlets just fully melt down with what apparently they are saying the stakes are. Jesse Waters on The Five called it political germ warfare and said, if it goes to trial, we'll have to, quote, go back and find fraud in the 2020 election. I'm sure they would love to do that because you did such a good job the first time showing that all happened. And then Greg Gutfeld on the same show, he was so out of it. He just held up like doodles. He was just holding up doodles of like dudes in hats. And I'm not sure like what that exactly the point of that was. Kat Abu, who's on Twitter, who does a lot of like monitoring of Fox News segments, put together just kind of like this mixtape of the reaction to the third indictment on Fox News. And I just want to, they're ramping it up. The rhetoric is getting ramped up. I'll play a little bit of it. It's very dramatic, but this is kind of how Fox News is talking about everything.
Legal equivalent of the French guillotine. A political war crime.
A junk indictment.
The shredding of our Constitution.
They're going full banana republic, full third world on this.
Third world banana republic.
Full banana republic.
Hell yeah. Just so you know, we've gone full banana republic.
Banana republic.
Oh yeah. And I'm going full J. Crew.
They got the memo at the beginning of the day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. The word of the day is Banana Republic.
Oh, yeah. They've gone full third world. And yeah, we saw Stephen Miller was saying that this was the legal equivalent of the French guillotine during the Reign of Terror. God. Okay, Robespierre.
Oh, my God.
And then we had Lara Trump come on to defend her father-in-law, who just basically said, quote, he did exactly what you would want a president to do following an election loss.
Okay. Word.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. Really? Yeah. He did. Leave office.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But then it was wild. Somebody pointed out that she was apparently on, she was live on Fox and Newsmax at the same damn time somehow and with different outfits on. And somebody on Twitter was like, I'm sorry, who the fuck is lying about being live right now? Because you, there's no way you're live on Newsmax and Fox News with different fucking outfits on. We're still not sure what happened there. But again, Miles, I think it all speaks to the chaos. Yeah.
When you have Jesus magic on your side, you can do anything that empowers you.
I was going to say quantum mechanics. It's changing depending on observation.
I observed it. I affected the particles of her clothing to become something else because my vision is also... Because just to get back to that, it's sort of like the idea that even the act of looking upon something is affecting like the waves around it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that's so, wild. Yes.
Anyway, shout out to Jesus for that. He was talking about that in the Bible. And then Newsmax, they had Rudy Giuliani on. And my man is just, he's down bad. He sounded not as articulate as he normally does, which is not at all. But I'll just play a clip of him talking about the real indictment needs to be for Jack Smith.
The strange thing here is the people lying are the people bringing this. And this count they have here, conspiracy against rights, they should be indicted for conspiracy against rights for bringing this indictment.
Oh.
It's a conspiracy against...
So Mr. Mayor, no one...
Okay, cool. Yeah. He said that. So...
Does he seem especially old all of a sudden? I feel like I haven't heard him talk in a
drunk.
While. Drunk?
In the last year and a half of that administration, he was definitely having some wild ass appearances where people were like, I just saw this dude drunk as fuck at the cigar bar in Manhattan. And then you would see him on Fox like 2 hours later. And he's like,
oh, my God,
screaming.
I
think, again, too, he's just a fucking a creep. So we all love to see him squirm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a creep. He was drunk enough to literally... as a former politician on a campaign trail, find himself in a Borat movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly. Like, that tells you everything you need to know about Rudy Giuliani right there.
Exactly.
Like, how dumb? How dumb are you?
Seriously.
He's so dumb.
Yeah. So, you know, we've heard everybody, the First Amendment thing that's coming up a lot, and we'll talk about that in a second. But then on Breitbart, they implied that Jack Smith would be seeking the death penalty against Trump. It says Jack Smith's charges against Trump include potential death penalty. Now, why do they say that? There's no evidence that that's even close to what Jack Smith is pursuing. But what they're pointing out is that the conspiracy against rights can result in the death penalty if, quote, death results from the actions covered under this provision. And somebody did die. On January 6th, Ashley Babbitt.
So
specifically,
the fact that they are saying that the death penalty is an option is an admission of guilt to the fact that he caused it.
Because he caused
violence.
That shit, and she did die. Right. So therefore, they will give him the death penalty. And that's what's really interesting is watching this sort of cognitive dissonance play out in such an extreme way. Already, Trump has come screaming with his toupee in hand, asking for cash donations. The email he sent this morning, quote, Patriot, with Crooked Joe's corrupt DOJ having unlawfully indicted yours truly yet again, reports indicate that I can now face a combined 561 years in prison from the left's witch hunt. That's six lifetimes. There's only one message. And he goes on and on. It's like a long ranting thing. Yeah, I'm looking at 561 years. I'm like, sir, I'm rooting against you, and I don't even believe
every
that.
Year.
Yeah. No, he goes on to be like, he's like, will you help me fight this Marxist government? You're like, this ain't no Marxist government. If you did, never mind. Like,
I wish it were.
Theory. Yeah, it's like, please.
If only it were.
Bring the Marxist aliens now, solve this. But yeah, so he's begging. And the main thing we're seeing right now is the MAGA pundits are all kind of saying that this is some version of his First Amendment rights being violated. That's the sort of logic that they want to pursue. They're saying he was merely exercising his First Amendment rights by saying these things out loud. And now they're saying it's a crime because he didn't believe that the election was rightfully won by Joe Biden. And again, they're trying to just create some kind of logic out of this indictment that doesn't acknowledge that Trump was doing all kinds of shit, not just shit he was saying out of his mouth, that his actions are also part of a, quote, larger conspiracy to subvert the election and the will of voters and undermine, you know, people's right to vote.
Right.
So I the part of this indictment sort of makes that clear. Quote, the purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud to obstruct the federal government function by which those results are collected, counted, and certified. It's not, why was he just lying all the time? No, he was. Yeah. We saw it. There was a fake elector scheme. There was calls to other governors. It's not something where they're like, yeah. It's just bad. It's just misinformation is all. And you guys are trying to fucking put him in bars for
five minutes. Just what he thought. It's just right. What he thought.
He wasn't just expressing an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very clear. Very clear.
It's very. I've been on record on this podcast many times saying that I think anybody that thinks this man is going to jail should probably not get their hopes up. You know, I don't think that's what any of this is about, is him facing jail time. I mean, he should face jail time, but he won't. But I do think that we're seeing a very interesting thing that he is using all these indictments to just line his pocket. He doesn't care about the presidency. He didn't care about the presidency the first time. Like, he doesn't like
it. Yeah, it's a means to an end. That's a way to stay out of jail.
I can't wait for the documentaries to come out, if they will, where, like, you know, and Miles, I'm sure you've heard this too. Lola, I'm sure you've heard this. He was pissed he won the first time.
He was pissed he won.
Oh, no,
he was I think Melania cried, right? Isn't that the story from election night? She was sobbing.
They didn't want to win. They didn't think they were winning. But, like, you know, and it's happening all over again. I think, like, the bigger thing that we are seeing is and I don't know if this will happen in our lifetime. Maybe it will. Maybe Gen Alpha can help us out. It can save us.
Please, 10-year-olds.
But we really need to fix, like, he should not be able to run for president when you are literally under indictment after indictment after indictment, right?
No.
Like, that's not, like, that, what, that's insane. That's insane. I couldn't get a job at McDonald's if I was under like multiple indictments. Yeah. And this man is running for the highest office. And, like, we should be able to change the Supreme Court justice. Like, there's so much shit
It reveals too that, you know, the status quo is meant to be like, yeah, man, if you're kind of powerful enough, like, you're gonna break some fucking laws. So why are we gonna keep that from you running for president? But I think this is all part of, like, why we need laws that are actually robust that protect voting rights and shit like this, where it's just enshrined in law to be like, bro, you can't even begin to try and test the results of an election. Or at least in this such a cynical way.
People are so convinced that it is actually a witch hunt. I mean, I don't think that Trump is actually convinced it's a witch hunt. I don't think his people are, but I think they've convinced so many of the American people that it is. That how can you actually achieve any change when no one can agree on what the reality of the situation is? It's all just being, like, propagandized. And it's so hard to, like, figure out how to fix anything when we don't even agree on the truth.
Yeah. When you get worn down with propaganda, it leads to apathy. And that's exactly what they need. And it's just clearly, it's funny too, because you're kind of seeing it on the right where they're also like, fuck, man, like, God, what am I supposed to say about this one this time? Like, can't we just pretend like we don't think it's bad and then keep moving? Mm-hmm. But there is something really interesting and going on with polling, or not interesting. Obviously, there are groups of people who just don't give a fuck what Trump does, no matter what. Yeah. But it looks like the January 6th case isn't really moving the needle that much for independents and Republicans or even Democrats, because everyone is already so entrenched in their view of what happened that it just feels like a rehashing of shit. That it's like, yeah, I know. Like, it's like, yeah, okay, we get it. He didn't fucking steal the election, or yeah, that motherfucker stole the election, or whatever. I don't know. But it looks like the documents case is actually the thing that has begun to like shift polls a little bit.
Interesting. They,
like last October, it said 34% of independents said that a crime had been committed in that case. The latest poll, it grew to 46%. Because I think we just see more new evidence of like hearing him on tape saying like talking about documents or learning like with new indictments that he was telling people to like, you know, vaporize the fucking surveillance camera footage and shit like that. And then for Republicans since last October, the percentage of Republicans who said they believe that Trump had committed a crime handling classified documents rose from 9 to 25. But make no mistake, when they follow up with a question about like, now, would that affect your support going into election? They said, if the fucking election was today, I'd be fucking wearing my MAGA hat. Right. I don't care if that happened. So it's very, very cult vibes. We always talk about that of just truly, I will not. There's no information that you can show me that will change my mind because I'm all in on this perspective.
I mean, I think unfortunately that is just kind of the case of where we are today as an entire society and country, where the elections have become very much that, you know, and we're seeing it a lot on the MAGA side, obviously. But, you know, it happens on the left as well, where it is like, you know, where we are not in a place now where we are. And it's for a lot of reasons. And I'm not blaming like us as a collective society. I'm blaming the people who are in power that have kind of led us to this. And also just the world we live in with social media and things like that. But, you know, we're not in a place where we are actively like picking the best choices, or we are actively like debates don't mean anything, or, you know, like these things don't mean as much as they used to. It is a popularity contest in many ways. And it is a, I'm this person, I'm this side, and this is what we are. Bernie bros, we are MAGA, we are Clintonites. I don't know if they call them Clintonites or not, but that's kind of where we are right now.
I think there's,
it sucks.
I think generally we're just, from the conversation, we're like missing like what we actually want as outcomes from our elected officials and what we want from the government, because the conversations are usually completely devoid of like sort of what speaks to people on a human level. Like there's a lot of policy talk and things like that. And you see people sort of like make appeals to like these sort of like populist talking points. But just in general, like people to each other it's harder for people to say like, these are the kinds of policies that would really help my life, because we also have for the perception of the government is like, I don't know, they do shit that helps sometimes, kind of.
Yeah.
So what's the point of fucking paying attention, because my life really doesn't change? And that's a huge chunk of people that are really disconnected from like the ills that our current governmental system is, you know, raining down on people. So there's a lot. There's a lot of things to battle.
It's just so hard to keep your focus on even the issues that do really matter, because it feels like there's so much on fire all the time at once. And everybody is like vying for your attention for the issue that's like, you know, viral that week or whatever. Like climate change is the most important issue to me. But do I forget about it constantly? 100%, because there's so much else that's like, but that's urgent. That's urgent. That's urgent. That's urgent. Right. I feel like it's a really hard time to be a politician who, you know, maybe does have something substantive to offer, because it's just like a race for the virality or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, we miss out.
I also think, too, because of that, and, you know, this is not good either, that for like some of the politicians that actually have something that they are fighting for and things like that, we have become such a society where like one thing can change that. Which, and sometimes is a very good thing. And sometimes it's just like, well, you know, let's actually allow a person to progress and grow, like as they grow and progress, you know, and we don't do that as much as we should on like our side, you know. So, well,
yeah,
there's a culture of an expectation of purity and perfection that I think is really detrimental to organizing in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, there's the vote blue no matter who crowd. There's the MAGA crowd. Yeah. And, you know, you try and get people to understand that it's the stakes aren't just if Joe Biden isn't president. It's everything that comes along with that. That and the tragedies and the horrors that people are experiencing even now with Joe Biden as president,
yeah,
that are societal issues that we refuse to actually grapple with. So
yeah,
until we can, but the discourse is so centered around just anything but real substantive policy. Like everyone's talking about Bidenomics right now. And I like, you know, it's like it's a three pillar thing about what Bidenomics is. But ask any person who is not interested in policy what they, if they give a fuck about Bidenomics, they're going to say fucking no. Right. They'll say, I don't know, inflation is still fucked up. I mean, I guess it's going down. Like gas isn't as high, but like there's still all these other like costs of living things that are not being addressed. But every day they just point to things like, look at the unemployment numbers. And it's a, such a different metric than what people's lived day-to-day experiences are. So,
right.
Yeah. We will see where this goes. Again, I am just like with the aliens. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see Trump in court and he can't do his comb over, you know, like the way he normally does. And we get to see that kind of weird hairdo that he's got going. Until then, you know, I just feel like, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Because, you know, there's already debate about like, is this even a strong case against him? Like, what the fuck are we doing then? But he, at the very least, not like in his documents case, the judge that is assigned to this case, it was, is an Obama appointee who apparently has been going the hardest at January 6th insurrectionists. So for every Judge Eileen Cannon, there are other judges who are kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not really here to fuck around with this case. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back to talk about blue checks and Barbies afterwards.
Yes.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zy Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. And buckle up, folks. It's time for us to take a deep dive into the world of the internets and be utterly confused. I will admit, before anybody, as a geriatric millennial, I'm not sure what the fuck is going on. But I do know this. For the last few years, I have thoroughly enjoyed the absolute roasting of millennial culture from Gen Z. It's mostly on point. And at times, it's fucking transcendent. It's eye-opening to be seen through the younger generation's eyes about, like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Some millennials took it a little hard, you know, as it was a reminder to us that it was no longer 2006. And we, when we were the cool kids out there with our weird-ass outfits.
But can I say
yes,
that as right as you are, the other half of me was also like, you motherfuckers kids. Just wait.
Yeah. Yeah, part of me is like,
just fucking wait.
They're like, we didn't have the internet to cook Gen X. Like, I'm sure we could have. Like, yeah. I mean, now we do it retrospectively. But yeah, I was like, time does come for you as well.
Time is coming for you too.
Time does. And guess what? We have arrived there. Generation Alpha, which is the kids born between like 2011 and now, they are sending Gen Z, some of them, into an existential panic. And I say that lightheartedly based on the commentary around this meme. This meme, brace yourselves, Zeit Gang. You may know it, you may not. And this is the first time I heard it. It's called Skibbity Toilet. And you say, what the fuck is Skibbity Toilet? So basically, I'm going to play a little bit. And just so you know, there's a remix of this track, Dom Dom Yes Yes, by Bizer King, who, if you remember TikTok, there was like this Turkish dude who would be like kind of gyrating his hips around like plates of food and stuff. It's like, bimp, skibbity up, bop, bop, yes, yes, bump. Anyway, for people who are terminally online like me, you know that track. There's like, it's like remixed, and there's a dude coming out a toilet. And I'm just going to play a little bit for us just to feast our eyes on it and try and give you some kind of running commentary as we look at it.
Visual thing for everybody. I mean, I think you guys should, when you post online about this episode, have a second slide and showing some of
skibbity
this.
Skibbity toilet. Yeah. Yeah. Check out, check this skibbity out.
What the heck is going on?
So there's an elevator with urinals and heads come out the toilet.
Yep.
And they're
big giraffe necks.
The necks. That was it. That was one post about it. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? We got heads coming out of toilets. We have people with surveillance cameras on their heads. There are people with TVs on their heads. And they fight in some of the videos. I don't know what the meaning is. And what's funny is,
I don't understand.
I know. I don't either.
I think we've reached a point where the generations that are born, like Gen A and or Alpha, whatever you want to call them, and generations that are going to be born after that.
Yeah.
We've reached a point where their brains are born broken.
Because
they're like on screens as
because
soon as they're born.
On screens as soon as they are fucking born.
Yeah.
I know there is a 4-month old baby in my life, not mine, but like that I know. And you got a kid, Miles. They immediately know how to look at, you pull a phone out, they know how to look at it, they can follow it with their eyes. Like they are, and I'm saying this lightheartedly that their brains are broken, but like,
It's a completely different reality for sure.
Yeah.
I want to play this. So somebody, one of these people who had like a younger Gen Alpha sibling, they posted on TikTok of being like, just be like, hey, can like their little brother, they're like, can you break down the skibbity toilet meme for me? This kid is like 9 years old. And I'm telling you, I can't even follow what this kid is saying. That's like what's so frustrating about it, I think, for other people.
Okay, wait. So like, why are skibbity toilets and cameramen in the war?
Because.
How did it start?
Because before they saw each other, like, what? We got to take over the city.
Oh, okay.
The skibbities or all of them?
The skibbities.
Okay, so the skibbities are trying to take over the city and the cameramen don't like that?
Yeah, so the cameramen are trying to save the city.
So we're talking about two different peoples. Like the cameramen.
The camera heads, the TV heads, they got the
suit. That's like one.
Then there's the skibbity toilets, which is the heads that come out the toilets.
Okay.
And the urinals.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
And the camera people represent like the corporate America or like the bad people in the world.
You're going too deep. Too deep. Too deep.
Too deep. Too deep.
Too deep. Okay.
The skibbities want to take over the city.
The skibbities want to take over
the city. As this young man said. So then...
Right.
The skibbities take over, but the TV heads... And the camera has fight them to prevent the takeover of the skibbity toilets.
To fight them, right, because, yeah. And, so, like, the cameras are on their heads because they see all.
Again, that's too much.
Going
that's
too deep. Okay, too okay.
Much. Shitty,
it
too
feels
much.
Like, okay. Again, I don't know, again, like, these kids are going to be, they're the most online generation of all time. And I think it's probably going to be one of these things where, like, even if it doesn't make sense to us, the aesthetic is probably going to be what, like, SpongeBob Simpsons memes and shit are to us.
Wait, mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes, in the back. Yes.
Is this related to Minecraft at all and how these kids are all into Minecraft?
Minecraft popular again? Oh, shit.
And Minecraft, I don't know. I mean, yeah, my nephew plays the fuck out of Minecraft.
Yeah, I talked to a 10-year-old last night and she plays Minecraft on the internet with someone else.
Look. Taz, we are washed and old. And if we said that to them, they would probably laugh at us and then vaporize us.
She did laugh at me when I asked that, actually. Yeah.
Okay, Taz, Victor. Victor. Well, producer Victor in the chat. Victor, what? Come on. Hey, come in here. Come in here. You act like you know what's going on.
Sorry for poor audio quality.
No, don't worry. Producer Victor, come through the building. Yes. Please. Yeah, bless us with knowledge.
So back in the day, people would use Gary's Mod to mod video games and make little machinimas, which is just basically making a TV or a movie around video games, essentially. Right. So I think that's what it looks like here. They're making the memes off of it. I'm butchering it, but I think it might be Unreal Engine 3. So there's a software where you can screw around with video game characters. And that's how they're making it.
And then animate it and do all this. Okay, but Victor, now thank you for the technical part. But what the fuck is going on, Victor?
Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know. this one's new to me, too.
So, again, like, we're trying to figure this out. And I get that this is just sort of what this is. So, for whatever reason, the audiovisual aesthetic that they love. And it's just, again, like going back to this, I just love that the last few years, Zoomers have laughed at us for being chuggy, cringe. You know, we fucking love skinny jeans and charcuterie boards and shit. We're washed. But this is like one tweet from someone. This is hilarious. They say, quote, I just overheard my sister talking about how Gen Z is old and stupid and how they don't get their jokes. Hello, I am right here. I am only 15. She was born in 2013. Then she asked me if I knew what a skibbity toilet was. Please help me. What the fuck is a skibbity toilet? I feel old. Other commenters like on these videos said they already feel, quote, outdated. Some are horrified that they don't understand what this meme is. And I'm like, that's why I'm like, don't worry, y'all. It's just being washed is pretty comfortable at a certain point, you know?
Hey, listen, man. Yeah. You know, I went to bed last night excited for sleep. I was so sleepy.
Yeah.
Couldn't fall asleep because insomnia eventually did and woke up and was like, my body hurts. So, like, you know, that's coming for all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, you just sleep wrong.
Oh,
you wake up and your whole damn body hurts and you got to get up and walk through the day to like relieve your pain.
Wait until you have to do morning stretches.
Yeah.
Because you can't walk without the morning stretch.
Hey, don't sit on that office seat with your ankle tucked under your butt like that. Wait till you get that IT band pain like I did. But yeah, again, I just love that there's also like just this whole, I don't know, there's like lack of acceptance around it, but I get it. And what I tell them is these kids, they're the oldest ones are 11. So Gen Z, you're still firmly in the driver's seat. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But just some stats about Gen Alpha, just quick hit off the census. This is going to be the most diverse generation ever, which makes sense. I think just subsequently, that's just what it's going to be. Because, hey, we're going to be living in a brown country soon, baby. Generation Alpha will also be the largest generation, over 2 billion by 2025. 73% of U.S. children under 12 use the internet. 73% under 12. I didn't start using the internet till I was 12.
Yeah.
Miles, how old is your baby?
My baby is about to be 6 months old.
How does it feel to have like a baby entering
this shit?
Yeah.
Your baby may not be Generation Alpha.
Yeah.
I think it's babies born from then until now. Like,
okay, but you know they changed that shit. Like,
yeah.
In retrospect, they'll go back and be like, actually, this generation was 2023. Like,
I'm gonna tell them, I'm like, you're a millennial, like your dad. That's what we do.
Because when we were first born, we were Generation Y.
Like Y, yeah.
We were Generation Y, and then it changed to we changed to millennials.
Yeah, because it was just more. I think it was easier to follow. But anyway, so shout out to y'all. I get it. The slow creep of death comes for all of us, but just accept it and you will be saved. All right. Well, thank you so much, Taz and Jacquees, for joining me today. Appreciate us taking a journey through our evolving culture.
Aliens, Gen A.
Elon Musk.
Skibbity toilet. Yo, and hey, and if anybody can like give me some kind of like sociological, anthropological analysis of Skibbity toilet, please, like, and I understand what Victor's saying. This is like a natural progression of Gary's Mod, and that's how we got this like visual. But like, what are we saying with this?
Yeah,
and
if you are Generation Alpha and you're listening to this,
yeah, shout out to you.
And you wanna like let us know. Don't come into my DMs.
No. But you know what? I will say this. You know, we could team up and gang up on Gen Z together.
We
you know
oh shit. Mean?
Oh.
Yo.
Yeah.
The millennial Gen Alpha. Yo, listen, we do have proper names for our generations. Yeah. We not just no fucking letter. You know what I'm saying? We got names.
That's that
baby.
Mural where we tie our flags together. Hell Gen A. And fucking millennials.
And we go to bully Gen Z.
So stupid.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.